Hello, and welcome to another edition of Starting Up, o seu podcast para quem está iniciando nesta linda jornada para aprender inglês. Eu sou o teacher Fábio Merim e hoje eu vou ler notícias em inglês do site News and Levels. Todas essas notícias vocês vão poder ler a partir dos links que eu coloquei na descrição desse episódio. Elas estão em um nível bem tranquilo de entender, então eu tenho certeza que vocês vão conseguir acompanhar legal. Vamos lá? Indonesia is the fifth biggest producer of tobacco. Hiring children under 15 years of age in Indonesia is illegal. But around 1.5 million children work in Indonesia's agriculture. Thousands of them work on rubber, palm oil, and tobacco plantations. Many of them suffer from green tobacco sickness. They get headaches, get dizzy, and sick. They skip school to help their families make money. But they make only $1 a day. Human rights groups are trying to change things. They ask the biggest companies in Indonesia to educate the families about the dangers. Tesla expected that its Cybertruck would cost $40,000, but its price is $60,990 now, which is 50% more than Elon Musk estimated in 2019. The truck is made of shiny stainless steel and inspired by a James Bond movie. Its unique design means higher production costs. Musk says that the truck offers more utility and speed than usual trucks. Although the price is higher, experts believe it will attract rich people who want to have something special. Musk said that there were problems with production, but he expects higher cash flow in 12 to 18 months. South Korean dog meat farmers are protesting against government plans to ban raising dogs for meat. They say that it is the same as raising any other animals like cows or pigs. The Korean Dog Meat Association argues that such a ban would violate the rights of farmers and consumers. There is a long history of eating dog meat in South Korea, but recent surveys show that most South Koreans are against the practice. The country's Buddhist population and animal rights groups are against all form of meat farming, including dogs. More and more people care about animal welfare, and they don't agree with killing animals for food. There already are strict rules about meat farming in South Korea, but many people protest about them, so it is not easy for the government to change anything. A Virgin Atlantic plane fueled only by Sustainable Aviation Fuel, SAF, completed a London to New York journey. The plane carried Virgin's founder Richard Branson. This shows that airlines are trying to be more environmentally friendly and cut emissions, but they need government support. The biggest challenges with SAF are high costs and limited materials for SAF production. SAF is 3 to 5 times more expensive than regular fuel, and currently, it represents less than 0.1% of global jet fuel. Airlines would like to cut emissions by 70%, but large-scale production is difficult. The flight was the first flight to use 100% SAF, but the process of reducing emissions is much slower than in the car industry. In Michigan, the United States, a 12-year-old boy stole a forklift truck from a middle school. He found a key inside and he drove off. Police chased the boy and it took 1 hour to stop him. During this time, the boy hit about 10 parked cars. He drove without headlights at a speed of up to 30 km per hour. According to the police, the situation was very dangerous, but luckily there were no injuries. The police put the boy in juvenile detention, a type of prison for young people. The police didn't say the boy's name because he was young, but they emphasized how risky the chase was. During the 2024 Olympics, Paris metro ticket prices will nearly double. Some people are not sure if the city's transport is ready for such a big event. The president of the Paris region assures that residents with passes won't pay more money, while visitors will pay a fair price. A new Paris 2024 pass will cost 16 euros per day and up to 70 euros weekly. The mayor previously said that Paris was not ready and he asked the president to deal with it. Transport Minister Clément Beaune supports the president. He said that it was important there were no delays for Parisians during the Olympics. The president says that it is necessary to spare residents from increased costs. He says that visitors, not French people, should pay for these things. The German government is in a financial crisis. The top court annulled 60 billion euros in climate fund spending. This will stop the debt brake for some time. The government is looking for ways to save money, which will probably impact the 2024 budget and cause economic troubles. To stop the debt brake, emergency claims like COVID-19 are necessary. The government may raise taxes and cut subsidies to get control again. These things affect not only companies, but families too. A big risk is less public investment. Experts say that Germany's debt may rise, but the crisis is not that big yet. Ok, então essas foram as notícias em inglês do site News and Levels, que a gente tem, já falei para vocês, aqui na descrição do episódio, todos os links para que vocês possam acompanhar também lendo. Thank you so much for staying here. Obrigado por ficarem até aqui. Teacher Fabio Mirim vai dizendo goodbye and see you next time.